进去。
born into my family.
All right, here we are. Another Friday night, and things are working tonight. That Blog Talk is working, as far as we know. So glad to be back with you. We lost, I haven't been here in, what, 7 weeks now. Sister Linda taught one Friday, and then Blog Talk was down, not working properly. So, but anyway, we're back, and good to be back with you. I've messaged I believe will bless you tonight and be hopefully help you start your year right and get on the right track and move ahead in God. So we're going to get into that just a little bit, but want to welcome everybody. Happy New Year to you. Blessing to you in Jesus' name. All right, let's open up with a little bit of news here as we get started. So here we have a church in India, the biggest church in India, 300,000 member church. Supposed to be planting 40 more churches. That's right. Large churches they're planning on planting. Calvary Temple is India's largest church with 300,000 members, more than 300,000 members. And so it plans to build 40 more in the next 10 years, Pastor Silish Kumar says. Well, good, because Christians get a lot of persecution over there in India. And so definitely... they need them. They need to build churches there and reach people. Well, T.D. Jakes addresses sex scandal allegations. He said, all I need to do is repent sincerely in my heart. Well, he allegedly attended sex parties hosted by Saeed Diddy Combs. I don't know who Saeed Diddy Combs is, but anyway... that's T.D. Jakes says if the allegations of homosexual activity against him were true, all he would need to do is repent sincerely in his heart, but says he doesn't need to repent for this. So I guess he's saying he didn't do that. He didn't say he didn't go to the party, but he said he didn't do what the allegations are about that. Anyway, so... yeah, Netflix is getting some backlash over this toddler show. That's right. Has a toddler dancing in a dress for his two homosexual daddies. I hope we get a lot of backlash over that one. That's not wholesome at all. But anyway, Hulk Hogan gets baptized. Total surrender and dedication to Jesus, he said. So that's good. So Chinese-owned TikTok now demanding users enter iPhone passwords to view content, sparking concern among individuals using the app. Yeah, hello. You're being spied on, right? So what are you doing? Anyway, why would you even be on TikTok? It's owned by China, the CCP. Why would anybody want to be on it? I do not know. But anyway, the Methodist Church officially deemed terms like husband and wife offensive. Okay, well, I don't think John Wesley would agree with all that, but many things have changed since John Wesley's day, wouldn't you say? Unsealed Jeffrey Epstein files confirm President Trump did not visit Epstein houses or islands or the house in New Mexico or any of these places. No contact with underage girls. However, that's not true of Bill Clinton, according to the report. So, yeah, well, that shouldn't surprise anybody, but anyway. Florida Surgeon General calls for a halt to the use of mRNA COVID-19 vaccines. Not safe, he states, so they call for an end. The Surgeon General did. Sean Hannity said he's had enough. Goodbye to New York. He's moving to Florida. No more New York, okay? Triple felon flies across the courtroom in Las Vegas. And his tax, well, he doesn't actually fly, but he moves very quickly across the courtroom and across the desk of the lady judge and easily jumping over the desk and onto the judge, beating her up as he drug her to the floor. And then he's attacked by the people working there, of course, and pulled off of her. But still, he moved so fast that he says he caught everybody pretty much by surprise. They weren't expecting that. And he had some awful words to say to that judge as well. But anyway, if you live in central United States, powerful winter storm to hit central U.S. next week. Must bring heavy snow, blizzard conditions, destructive winds. Yeah, while this week, snowstorm paralyzes southern Norway with many thousands without power. Now, here's one that's interesting. AI is allowing them to construct a global surveillance prison from which there's no escape possible. Every inch of planet Earth is being watched, and incredibly sophisticated IA solutions make it possible for those that are watching to find whatever they want in just minutes. You can, you know, try to run, try to hide, but if they really want to find someone, it's not going to be very difficult with this AI technology. Okay, yeah, that's a, you know, nowhere to hide except in Jesus. You know, that's the only safe place. That's what I say anyway. That, you know, you could think that you have all these, you know, secret places all, but the only safe place is Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Now, more children are being put in mental health facilities than ever, and the use of drugs to restrain children in these facilities have increased 141%. So they are doping up the children. And that's tragic, but, you know, if a person doesn't raise the child according to the Word of God, and the Bible says some strong things about, you know, raising children, spare the rod, spoil the child, that's pretty strong. And a lot of other things in Proverbs, too, about raising children. That is, if they were raised according to biblical pattern, then they wouldn't have to dope them up, right, wouldn't they? Oh, my. And the final thing is very sad. Really, it's grievous. Abortion is the leading cause of death in 2023, killing a ridiculous amount, 43 million, if I have this right, 43 million. Babies worldwide in 2023. Now that's just tragic, isn't it? Man, that is something else. 43 million babies murdered in 1 year's time and given, offered as sacrifice to Satan. Oh, because that's basically what's happening when that happens. All right. Well, that's all the news I'm going to share with you tonight. But that one is so sad. There's not any words to talk about that. Really, it's so sad to see that take place. Anyway, let's pray now. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray conviction on those women who had abortions. Those 43 million that had abortions in 2023, Lord, bring conviction upon them. And Lord, save these women, Lord, where they can't live with themselves anymore without getting saved, without crying out to God, Father, that they will come to know you and they will cry out to the living God and turn from their wickedness. And I know that the abortion is not the unforgivable sin, Lord, but it is just tragic to see that many of them. And so, Lord, I pray conviction on these young women and that did these abortions and had these abortions, and that they will come to you, Father. In Jesus' name, we bind the blindness of the darkness. We bind the blindness of demons over their eyes, Father, and thank you that their eyes will be open and they will come to know you, Lord. They will come to know you and be saved. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we also pray, Lord, that fewer and fewer people will get abortion, Lord, that you'll begin to, Lord, convict people and pray that they will not fall into the trap of a devil and fall into his deception and offering up their child like that as a basically a human sacrifice. Father, we pray for that, but that will cease to be in Jesus' name, Lord. And we know that there are wicked people in this world that don't want any more population, and they want to do away with the population that's here. But Lord, you made planet Earth to sustain us, and no matter how many people are on the planet. And Lord, we thank you that it's not your will for those things to happen. And so, Lord, we just pray, Lord, things will turn around this year in a lot of ways. We bind the enemy and say, in Jesus' name, he's not going to have his way. And we thank you, Lord, that you will be exalted in 2024, Father, and that many people will get born again in 2024, and many eyes will be open in 2024, Father. We pray for that as well, that the eyes will be open, the eyes of our understanding, the eyes of people's understanding. And, Lord, we pray that they will not fall prey to the devil's traps and the wiles of the wicked one. But, Lord, they will prevail against the darkness through you, Lord. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for blessing the broadcast tonight. Thank you that we're able to be on tonight, not having problems with blog talks, not having problems. But we thank you that we're able to be here and be with all the dear folks that tune in, whether they do it live or later. The important thing is that they become a part of it and be able to hear the word of God and partake of deliverance and partake of the things of the Lord. The most important things in this life is you, Lord. There's nothing more important than our relationship with you and knowing you better and growing in grace and truth, Father. So we pray that every listener will grow in grace and truth and 2024 and be blessed going in and coming out and have a deeper, stronger walk with you, Lord. Thank you for that blessing them also in provision, Father, providing more than enough for them, we pray as well, that you provide more than enough for every listener, Lord, and Lord, save their family members that are not saved, Lord. We pray for them too, Lord, the lost ones, the wandering ones that have wandered away, Father, we pray for their salvation. Pray that they'll come to know you, Father. And, Lord, we pray, Lord, that there be an awakening, a great awakening in this country, Lord. In Jesus' name, for your glory, if people begin to wake up out of the stupor and the world system of darkness and desire change in their life, desire Jesus and desire to get close to you, Lord, and not be nominal Christians, Lord, but be on fire and full of the fire of God, the glory of God in their lives. Father, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. And we ask your blessing on tonight's broadcast and live service that we're having here together tonight. And I pray the anointing will just flow here and the word will go forth with power, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will teach and quicken what people need to know. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, give you the praise, and cover this broadcast with the blood of Jesus right now. Give you all the glory, Father. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen, amen, amen. All right. So what are we talking about tonight? We're going to get into the word here, walking in a higher place in 2024. And I want to say we missed you last week, and we tried to get it up on Saturday night, but it didn't work Saturday night either. So we just decided to wait. And then they assured me that they had it fixed when I talked to Blog Talk Radio and that it would be working this Friday. So, and it is, appears to be. So praise the Lord. Good to be back with you. And so we're starting out a new year. So let's just get into the Word of God right now. And hopefully it'll be a blessing to you. Go to 1 Corinthians 9. You know, that's where we're going to start anyway, in a minute. But in order to win this war, And we all need to recognize, of course, that we're in spiritual battle on a day-by-day basis. And so in order to prevail in spiritual warfare against the evil one, that we're going to have to be wise and become wise and have knowledge about the times that we live in and the true agenda of our enemy and all of our evil enemies, the demons, the fallen angels, and Satan. I mean, we can't be ignorant of his devices. The Bible says be not ignorant. And so all the things that he is doing against you in three areas of your life, not just one, he works against the body, the soul, and the spirit. Now, he doesn't have a lot of success against the spirit because that's where Jesus lives, but the soul and the body especially. And he tries to hinder your spirit from receiving the things of God and blocking the things of God. Let's open up here at 1 Corinthians 9, verse 25 and 26. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Okay, that's a pretty heavy statement of Paul, and it should be our statement too, okay? Because everyone who competes for the prize, you know, needs to have self-control, temperance. One of the fruit of the Spirit, we need to allow that fruit of the Spirit to be in full manifestation in our life. And we need to have that self-control in all areas of our lives. And we're in a race. We're in a war right now. Soldiers, as good soldiers of Jesus Christ, as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, we're all in this battle here. This war is on three fronts, body, soul, and spirit. Or physical, mental, and spiritual. We could say it that way as well, but it is against your body, soul, and spirit. And as Christians, a lot of Christians are somewhat prepared, a little bit, spiritually. And as Christians, you know, we're prepared somewhat spiritually. But physically and mentally, we're often so unprepared and ignorant, and it is Satan's intention to take you out of the good fight of faith. He take you out as early as possible. He doesn't want you to live, see? He doesn't want you to live. Because as long as you're living, you could see a light shining in this earth, see? He either wants to pull you away from God, have you backslide, turn from God, and turn into the old way, the darkness, or he wants to take you out, okay? And so Christians are dying at the same rate or as the non-Christians are dying, right? They're dying at the same rate as the world. And many of them way too early in their life, way too early. Apostle Paul, he said, well, I fight not as one who is swinging in vain. Every swing counts. And I want to help you today to make every swing count. I mean, listen, if we're going to be in this, we might as well make every swing count. We might as well be effective in this spiritual conflict that we're living in here. Even though we know that we win because Jesus won, we're still in battle, okay? Because Satan doesn't let up until you make him let up, okay, with your authority, okay? And so every swing counts. And some of you, you know, are putting yourself in an unhealed condition by your diet. We're going to talk about that some too here because that's important, I think. Because some of you are dying too early. Some of you are sick and have all kinds of problems. And you're putting yourself in an unhealed condition. You're going from a healed condition to an unhealed condition. See? That's right. And so we're going to have to, you know, do everything, you know, by the power of God to stop that, right? The Bible says that Satan is the god of this world and this age, this system, and what is his nature? Steal, kill, and destroy. We all know that in all three areas, body, soul, and spirit. However, he can do it. He's doing it. And this may surprise some of you, but you know, it's a fact, folks. And Satan is in the, just as much as he's in the government, you know, the politics, the political industry, he's in the food industry, folks. He's in the medical industry. He's in the media industry. He's in Hollywood industry. He's in every area of life. He's in the merchant industry, okay? And so he's using the food industry to kill people. Let's just face it, okay? Let's look at this and, yeah, okay? He's using the food industry to kill people. And he's killing them all, Christians and non-Christians alike. Everyone is sick, 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 sick with this, sick with that, sick with, you know, the problem is people, you know, are slowly being poisoned by the food industry, okay? They're going from a healed condition to an unhealed condition, huh? And a lot of people are in an unhealed condition now because of your diet, you know, white sugar, white flour, poison, regular salt instead of sea salt. So people are just being poisoned by food additives, by preservatives, by synthetics, by plastics. If you're drinking bottled water, we're getting plastics, right? I mean, read that TV dinner ingredient list. Read that canned soup. Look at how much sodium is in one can of soup, well over 1,000 grams of sodium, and it's not sea salt. It's one thing if it were good sea salt and good for you, but, you know, it's not. It's just that salt, that iodized salt or even non-iodized, it's been processed, and it's not a healthy salt, okay? So Satan is in the food industry. He's using it to kill Christians, okay, as well as other people. And that gravy, that cake mix, you know, all that sugar, you know, 1 gram of sugar. How many of you know how much 1 gram of sugar is? Did you know there's as much as 10 teaspoons of sugar in one can of pop? You think that's good for you? People are killing themselves drinking pop, this one right after another. But 1 gram of sugar is 1/4 teaspoon of sugar. And a lot of things have as much as 25, 30 grams of sugar in them, sometimes more. And you consume that in one little drinking a can or whatever. I don't drink pop at all, by the way. I don't even drink carbonated water because carbonation tends to leach calcium from a person's body, from what I understand about it. And so I don't drink pop of any kind. I don't even drink sugar-free pop. And that's really, if you're taking aspartame and sucralose and these types of false saccharin, these things are doing great damage to your body, okay? And that's a whole nother story. Oh man, I tell you, if you want to have something, stevia is healthy, okay? And xylitol, not too bad either. So those things, you know, they're sweet if you have to, and honey, of course, if you eat it in moderation, it's not bad for you and good for you. But anyway, white sugar is like poison, and it immediately lowers your body's immune system. How about lunch meat? Do you eat lunch meat? Well, if you're not getting the healthy lunch meat, you could be buying Hormel and a lot of the different ones out there that, you know, they've got sodium nitrates in it, which is causing cancer in people, you know. It's proven to cause cancer. Almost all these lunch meats, hot dogs, man, hot dogs is not a good thing either. And canned meats have nitrates. And milk, that's another story. That's unhealthy. It's full of antibiotics and RSBT and synthetic fast growth hormones. Unless you're getting organic milk, and even better yet, organic raw milk, which is illegal in some states. Well, some states it's legal, some states it's not. It's not legal in Montana, it's legal in Wyoming. But milk is really for babies from their mothers. But adults don't really need milk, but a lot of adults are having it. Now, vegetables will be genetically modified, genetically altered and radiated, and God said, don't do that. He said, don't mess with the food. All right? Bugs are being put to food. Deuteronomy 22. Let's go read it. People are messing with the food because God said, don't mess with the food. Right? And of course, Satan's going to do everything God said don't do. Deuteronomy 22:9, thou shalt not sow thy vineyard with divers seed, lest the fruit of thy seed which thou hast sown and the fruit of thy vineyard be defiled. And so, yes, there's defilement in the food industry because, yeah, Satan is in it. Of course, Monsanto, exactly. They're a big giant of GMO food and insecticide, and food loaded with insecticide, unless you're getting organic. For the most part, it's just loaded with insecticides. And I mean, let me give you some more facts. I don't want to see you die. I don't want to see you sick all the time. And you could do what you want. You could eat what you want, and it's okay. But I'm just going to give you some facts about things here. Almost 50% of Americans die from heart attacks and strokes. And, of course, I think the numbers have gone up since COVID because the people that took the vax are falling dead, too. And over 30% of Americans die from cancer. And you know there's not going to be a cure for cancer, right? You know that there's too much money. There's too much money in chemotherapy. There's too much money in, you know, they're not going to find a cure for cancer because there's already a lot of cures for cancer, okay? But, you know, the point is they don't want you to know about that because there's too much money being made. The doctors and the pharmaceutical companies are making billions, multi-billions, okay? Oh, yeah, mammograms, oh, that's another scam, mammogram, big scam, okay? I'm going to get into it, but if you study about that, you'll find out all these women feeling themselves looking for lumps, but it's normal to have some lumps. From what I understand, the doctor said, that are natural doctors, they said it's normal to have lumps in your breast, and it's not, but see, they want you to immediately, you know, go have a mammogram and go, you know, oh, you, that's a growth in there on this, and then they want to, you know, do mastectomies, and, oh, anyway. But they're not going to have a cure for that either because there's the money flow. They don't want the money flow cut off. And 75% of Americans are overweight, and that number keeps growing. Constipation plagues over 80% of Americans. I know some people who go a week at a time before they have a bowel movement. Really? You should have a bowel movement every day at least once a day and sometimes 2-3 times a day. If you're not having bowel movement at least once a day, then your system is all backed up and you've got a clogged up colon, from what I understand about it. So, yeah. So really the best is one per meal, and it should be easy with no straining and not a lot of bad smell. Okay? You know, SAD is not a good diet. What is SAD? It says sad, right? The word sad, but it means standard American diet. It's not a good diet, folks. Now, over 30% of Americans suffering from allergies, which a lot of that is parasites and candida. Yeah, and from antibiotics as well, but that's another story, too, we can talk about. But America is a sick nation, folks. Not sick just with sin, but sick with physical problem. Okay? They are sick with sin, too. But they're one of the sickest nations in the world, and it's our food, our processed food and habits and, oh, medical field. So many people are on medicines that are doing damage. I mean, you know, every one of them has side effects. Almost every medicine has a side effect. Read them. There's always these side effects. And Christians are, you know, they're just as sick as a non-Christian. And the word says, be not conformed to the world. Be not conformed to this age. I mean, no, when you go grocery shopping, there's demons in there. demons are trying to get you to buy whatever tastes good, whatever, because we're trained in our taste buds to eat sweets and sugar and salt and all these different things. There's monosodium glutamate, which is causing people a lot of problems too. That's in a lot of the food and a lot of the gravies, a lot of the flavorings, and it's addictive to a lot of people. And people would just, you know, that demons are involved there, and they said, buy this, buy that. And your eyes see these things, that there's attraction there. You don't think that those ads were, you know, from the dark side, that all the pictures, all the different things that you see about food, and, oh, man, I want that. I got to have that. I got to eat this. I got to eat that, man. Come on. The devil is in there, and he's trying to kill people through the diet. Okay, and when you go grocery shopping, you need to be on guard. I mean, be not conformed to this world, to this age, this present age, and this age is an age where, what are we seeing?
I'm going to have to call back in. I'm getting all kinds of problems.
How's it now?
All right, I'm gonna call right back in because I'm getting a big buzzing noise. Somebody doesn't want this message to go out, right? Let me just
call right back here. Or is it still buzzing? What do you think?
Are you in the chat room? Is it still buzzing or is it better? Because I'm still hearing a buzz on my end here.
Yeah, I'm gonna call right back in. Okay, I'm back here. Hopefully that took care of it. I don't hear it anymore. I don't know what happened there, but it was an awful buzzing on my end. I could hear it. I don't know how much you heard it, but anyway, we're back. Hopefully y'all didn't give up on me here that I wasn't coming back. But anyway, you know, no matter how much you pray for your food, just let me answer this question. I don't know. Maybe, you know, God can do this, but is God going to remove all the toxins? Is he going to remove all the fast growth hormones, the sugar, the unhealthy fats, the plastics, the antibiotics, the bugs, all the preservatives and the dyes, the toxic chemicals? I pray over my food, absolutely. I pray over every meal, and sometimes I do have to eat out, and I'd rather not, but I do, and I try to eat as healthy as I can when I eat out, but man, there's not much healthy in restaurants nowadays, but still, I did pray over the food. But is he going to remove all that junk? Is he going to remove all the MSG? Is he going to neutralize all that stuff? You got to have a great faith if you're going to believe that, right? But people now believe that real food comes in a can No, only processed food comes in a can, right? Processed food is what's really doing damage to a lot of people's health today. No wonder people are sick all the time. I mean, how many of you feel like going out and doing street witnessing or even going to church when you're sick? I mean, you feel like going to work. I mean, we don't feel like doing much, see? And the devil wants us to get us into an unhealed condition, see? Because by his stripes, we're healed. We need to walk in that healed, stay in that healed. But see, we start partaking of this unhealed condition society. The food industry is unhealed condition. I mean, it's going to bring unhealing on people. It's going to bring lack of health on people, you know? And so, I tell you what, when you're sick, do you feel like doing spiritual warfare? Do you feel like getting in the middle of a battle with the enemy? No, you don't feel like doing anything a lot of times when just laying in bed. I mean, get a fever, it's not fun. Well, who wants you to get sick and stay sick and become dependent on medication? Do you know who that is? I give you two guesses, and second one don't count, right? Because you know who it is. The devil come to steal, kill, and destroy us any way he can. That's what he's about. Steal, kill, and destroy. See? Sure not God. Who wants you dependent on the medications? Not God. No, he said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. And he either is what he said he is or he isn't. You have to determine that, okay? And so many today, I mean, Christians are crying out for healing because of bad diet, bad food, and not taking care of their temple and just ignorance. And so many just don't get healed, you know? And if they did, they'd get sick again because of no change in their diet, no change in the way they eat. You know, I watch what people put in their grocery baskets when I go to the grocery store. I see what people put in their baskets. Sometimes I like to watch and I say, my. And they put huge amounts of just junk food, just junk, stuff that has no nutritional value whatsoever. Okay? In Australia, 1 in 5 people die from hospital treatment, doctor treatments. Drugs and medical errors kill them. In America, it's in the hundreds of thousands every year. We had 1 year over 300,000 from medical mistakes and hospital mistakes and drug mistakes, the prescription mistakes. I mean, the pharmaceutical, I mean, what is that? Where did we get our word pharmacy? I mean, we get sorcery from the word pharmakia. We get sorcery and all of that. I mean, what's that about? You know, the pharmaceutical industry is killing people. And almost all of these drugs, they have these side effects. And when you get a prescription, you get this long list of side effects. This and that, because it could happen. You could have internal bleeding. You could have this. You could have a shortness of breath, blah, 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 you know, and on it go. What about the colon? The colon is full of live organisms, 2 to 4 pounds. And the sad thing is it's also many times full of parasites, right? We've heard this from nurses and from doctors that when they operate on people, they pull out handfuls of parasites out of people's colon. I mean, it's out of their guts. Just parasites living in there. They put handfuls of these parasites in the garbage can there. And so... a good reason to do a yearly colon cleanse, a parasite cleanse too, and get it there and kill those parasites, right? But also good and bad bacteria. You take antibiotics for some reason, good or not, because sometimes people have to take antibiotics, but you take antibiotics for some reason, and then they kill the good and the bad bacteria, and so you got to replenish, you know, the good bacteria, okay? Because oftentimes you don't have it because the antibiotics killed it, okay? And so a lot of doctors just give out antibiotics for anything, right, like candy, but it's getting harder to get because it's harder to get some of these drugs now, but still, there are many side effects to antibiotics. I realize sometimes people need them. Like if you have a tooth pulled or something, you need to have something to take there so you don't get infected. But allergies sometimes are caused by antibiotics, weakened immune systems, and especially if you're taking them over and over and over and taking a lot of them, you need to rebuild your colon and your bowels with good bacteria. Take probiotics, right? Take them with the billions, not the millions, by the way. Take some strong probiotics. And chlorine and fluoride, they're cancer causers, and chlorine is a powerful and toxic chemical, and yet they put it in the water supply of almost every city, don't they? Yeah, and fluoride, they put that in a lot of cities' water supplies, too, and fluoride is very toxic as well. You know, they're cancer causes, chlorine, and so during World War I, the Germans used chlorine gas as a chemical weapon, in case you didn't know that. So, oh, man, they're in city water? A large number of prescription antidepressant drugs are laced with chlorine, too. Paxil, Prozac, Zoloft, and a number of others. That too many Christians are on these kind of drugs today, too. Should we be on mind drugs as Christians? Should we be doing our minds in and taking diet pills, which is basically taking speed-type pills? And do you think Christians need that stuff? The mind meds, really? I mean, do you think that maybe mind meds could be possibly opening the door to demons? Do you think that some of these pharmaceutical drugs that could open doors to demons and demons accompany them? I'm not saying that that's true of penicillin type or antibiotic type, but there's a lot of things that mess with the mind. See? And you think that the devils might not be involved with that? Too many Christians on these type of mind meds, you know. Be not conformed to this world, the Bible says. And, of course, chlorine and fluoride both are in you know, if you're drinking tap water, man, you're poisoning yourself. There's just so many different junk things in city waters nowadays that to have some type of something that'll take the chlorine out too, which is Seychelles will do that, and Big Berkey and Alexa Pure. There's some things that you could be using, because a lot of the little filters like a Brita, they don't take the chlorine out of the water. See, they just take the flavor out, you know, and try to flavor the water, but they don't actually get the chlorine out. And so, yeah, you can buy a safe shell. They'll even get out radiation. They have a rad filters, right? And I'm not doing advertisement for anybody. I'm just telling some things that I know about that I use. And anyway, so I use a fluoride-free toothpaste, too, and I use an aluminum-free deodorant. I don't use it because they put aluminum in most of, like, Right Guard and stuff like that. They put aluminum in it, and aluminum, you know, it also put in a lot of the baked goods as well. So you read your labels, make sure you're not eating aluminum, because aluminum also, you know, can contribute to Alzheimer's, dementia. And so you don't want to eat aluminum or put it on your body and soak it in under your arm. And deodorant. So that's another area people are being poisoned. People are dying from the smallpox vaccine, and all these people coming across the border illegally. They're coming and bringing all these diseases in, and they showed one guy's a picture of him having smallpox all over his body. And, you know, these things are infecting Americans, that diseases that have been gone from America for a while coming back in. By the busloads, right, and truckloads and whatever. Open borders means attack on America, really, basically. It says it's attack on our health, it's attack on our jobs, it's attack on, you know, our livelihood and so much. It's just Christians need to wake up and realize that, man, there's an unseen, unpreached war going on, you know, to kill them. To kill them off early and quickly, and how many pastors are preaching on this? Not enough, okay? Not enough. We need to, you know, expose this stuff, okay? Yeah, fermented foods are good. That is true. Yeah, I try to eat some fermented food and sauerkraut. I didn't used to like it, but I learned to like it because it's a fermented food, good for you. And so there are a lot of fermented things, but soybeans is not that good. Because soybean oil has linoleic acid in it, which is also something that people are getting way too much linoleic acid, because it's in mayonnaise, it's in, you know, it's in almost everything. Soybean oil, which is linoleic acid, is basically a poison in the body because people get way too much of it. I mean, you can handle a little bit of it, but people are getting way too much in their bodies. And that's another story. I could go on and on for hours about all the different things, but that's not my full message here. I want to talk about also how the enemy is getting to the soul, too. And this is just the food part here that we're talking about, and pharmaceuticals and stuff like that, and the medical system and the food industry. So I'm just getting started here, really. And I don't know if I have time for it all tonight, but we'll see. But the food, the pharmaceuticals, the medical, the world system, and it's very successful because so many thousands of people are dying, millions of people are dying early before they ever fully fulfill their destiny and their callings in God. And it's just tragic because, you know, people are doing it ignorantly. They just buy and eat what's put before them and buy what they see. And they don't necessarily understand all the things that are going on there and all the attacks that are going on through eating these certain things in their body. Or, And Paul, again, said it keeps his body under subjection. I discipline my body. This discipline should be threefold, spiritually, physically, and mentally. And not like most Christians think, just spiritually. It's more than just spiritually. Okay, if you want to fulfill your calling in God and not fall out early and die and have all these medications and all this problem in your life, you know, then, hey, you watch what you put in your body. 5:23 of Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, it says here, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the enemy just trying to get in all three of those every way he can, okay? And so we need to be preserved. So how should you live? Well, you should live healed, but not unhealed lives, okay? And not with not the way the world does. We should live the opposite of the world. If the world is promoting something, then you need to go the opposite way of what they're promoting, really, and you'll be better off most of the time, right? As a rule of thumb, I mean, whatever the world is promoting, you need to go the opposite way of that. I mean, but anyway, and all of its continued programming, you know, GMO food, eat, you know, what should we be eating? Eat organic instead as much as possible, you know, and it's really not that much more expensive if you shop it, you know. And so what should we do? Number one, make changes. Wake up. I mean, this is a new year. It's a good time to start and not quit. Realize you've been bought into the lies of Satan, the lying food industry. Tell your body it's going to change. It's going to eat differently. It's going to act differently. It's going to think differently. It's not going to smoke those cigarettes anymore. It's going to stop doing what it's been doing to kill itself. And then clean out your colon. You know, that's so important. The old saying among people who know is death begins in the colon. So you need to get on a good colon cleanse and stay on it till it gets cleaned, okay? Till it gets cleaned out, you know, cast Caris the Great up for a week or really do a job on your colon, and then you'd be surprised what might come out of there. But that's what I've done. I try to do a couple of those every year with cast Caris the Great, and it cleans that colon out, I tell you, and it starts operating better. Anyway, you'll be amazed at what comes out of there. Then repopulate the colon with a good probiotic with billions of living organisms. And you know, people have headaches and many of their physical problems because of the toxic colon. That's what the naturopathic doctors will tell you. That's what, you know, a lot of books will tell you about these things. If you get some books on these subjects, what herbs can cleanse your system, what herbs can help you feel better instead of all these pharmaceuticals that are killing people and messing people up and making them have to stay on them the rest of their lives. I mean, really, I mean, frequent colds are often stopped by cleaning out the colon. Magnesium, everybody needs magnesium. I take magnesium every day on top of what I get in my regular supplement that I take every day. And please, I would recommend one a day. That's just what some people call the bedpan bullets. They just go through your body. You don't get anything much out of it, you know. And so you get some good, healthy multivitamins and minerals and kind that your body can assimilate, you know, which from the natural food industry. And watch out for the natural food industry. We'll talk about that too. But colon cancer is preventable by keeping a clean colon. I mean, millions of Americans die of malnutrition because the colon is crusted over with a tough mucus that prevents the body from getting the nutrients from their food, the good food that they do get, because their colon is crusted over with all this crust and it can't absorb the good nutrients into your body, see, from eating all this junk and from medication, different things. And so number three, eat less and less processed food. Change your diet. You know, if eating meat, eat free-range and organic type of meat. You know, don't eat that stuff that's loaded with antibiotics and with fast growth hormones. This stuff is not good for you. Okay, that's obviously it. Why would they say hormone-free and antibiotic-free? More and more we're seeing stuff like that. But the best, of course, is antibiotic free-range meat. That's the best. Organic. Did I say antibiotic? I meant to say organic meat. Anyway, so eat less and less processed food. Eat organic fruits and vegetables where possible, so you don't eat. And if you do eat, have to eat the other kind, wash them well with a salt and lemon solution, or you can buy a solution at the health food store or somewhere. Some stores sell it. Other stores sell it too, to wash your veggies in. And don't just eat veggies without washing them. Don't eat an apple without washing it. And a lot of insecticides on apples. That is one of the higher insecticide fruit apples. So better to eat organic apples when you can. Okay? And if you're eating regular apples, wash them and maybe peel them so you don't get all that insecticide. But it gets inside of them too. So you know, stop all white sugar. Take charge of your health in 2024. Don't let somebody else destroy your health and do whatever they tell you. You need to know about your health. You need to know about the body. You need to know about alternative health care and herbs and natural health care and vitamins and colloidal silver. There's so many different things that can take care of things that the doctor just put, Band-Aids on. If you have herpes problem, you could take lysine and olive leaf extract. And some are saying that if you take olive leaf extract for a year, you can actually get rid of herpes altogether. And so there are different solutions to the healthcare problem. Okay, so you don't have to go the medical way and buy the doctor's BMW and send their kid to college and all that stuff, right? I mean, yeah. Talk about a scam. Oh, yeah. That colloidal silver is reported to kill over 500 viruses, funguses, and bacteria. And this is what they say about it. I can't give medical advice per se. I'm not a doctor, but I can tell you what people say and books say and what I've found to be my personal experience. I've taken colloidal silver and seen it have good effects in my body over the years. And I make my own, you know, I have a colloidal silver maker, and you could get one of those, very inexpensive. It has reportedly worked well on acne, on parasites, on blood parasites, on boils, on candida, on chronic fatigue syndrome, on herpes, on lupus, on malaria, on viral infections, on rheumatoid arthritis, on ringworms, on shingles, and so many more, And this stuff is out there for you finding out. There are plenty of good sources to find this stuff out. It's a natural antibiotic, and many things are now resistant to antibiotics, but they're not resistant to colloidal silver is what they're finding. It's safe, no known, side effects, and the body doesn't develop tolerance to it is what has been said about it as well. For instance, hay fever, allergy, relief, you could use the herb nettle for that, and colds and nervous conditions, sleeplessness, blue vervain. I mean, there's just so many different things that are prescribed and written about in books and told that all you have to do is research and you find it. Oh, yeah. In case of nuclear war, there's potassium iodide. Iodide on hand because it blocks the thyroid from taking in radiation. And by the way, to avoid the new age part of healthcare, right, because Satan is in holistic care too. You got to be on guard against that. We could talk about that a little bit too, because the enemy is certainly in there trying to bring in new age and occult things in through that, but God made the herbs. He made natural substances to heal and do things. But you ought to be on guard about some of that new age stuff, the pendulum, the rod, getting hypnotized, and a lot of things that go on in the holistic food realms. Okay. All right, you can use a steamer at home, begin to cook, I use only extra virgin olive oil, or coconut oil can be used, or avocado oil, avoid vegetable oil, that's linoleic acid, that's not good for the body, according to Dr. McCullough and many others that are aware of what's going on, and that people are getting too much linoleic acid from vegetable oil and seed oils, and so it's best not to use those kind of oils to cook with. And so maybe it costs a little bit more for extra virgin olive oil, but hey, it's way better for the body, and it's way cheaper than going through that medical industry there and sitting up in some hospital and being malpracticed on if that should happen to you. But anyway, cut back on the seed oils anyway, and make sure that you take cooking with the right kind of oils. And start eliminating all white sugar, heavily processed foods, and read the labels. That's another thing that helps. Avoid white flour. Yeah, I mostly eat gluten-free myself, but you don't have to do that. But a lot of people don't have much. They have a lot of problems with wheat, and they don't have tolerance for the wheat because it's not the kind of wheat that was here 100 years ago. It's polluted, and it's not as pure. And so, anyway. Men, protect your prostate with better resveratrol. That's a good thing. Salt palmetto, nettle, pumpkin seed oil. These are what are recommended for that. And so many are toxic and sick, and they don't even know it today. I mean, they just feel bad all the time, just like you don't even, you don't just go out and try, tithing. You don't try healthy living. You live that way. You become a tither. You become a healthy liver. It needs to become your lifestyle, a lifestyle of health. You leave your unhealed condition behind and live in a healed condition. Don't make an idol out of it. Just realize, hey, man, it's a way of life to get maximum benefits from life and live a long and healthy life. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. 3 John 2, what it says. You need to educate yourself. I mean, there are lots of good books on herbal living and healthy living and getting off of white sugar and all of this white flour and bleach stuff that's so bad for the bodies. I mean, there's lots of good books on it. And try, Balch books. I mean, that's a good starting place, Dr. Balch. And avoid the New Age books with kinetics and iridology and some of the other New Age practices, pendulum and the thing with the arms that your body will tell you what you need to take. No, that's not true. You tell your body what it needs to take. And little by little, you're going to see your health improve. And it takes time because you've been polluting it for so long. And these are not always instant cures, but, they can be gradual cures. I've seen people get better from their type 2 diabetes from taking eating certain ways and eradicating certain ways of eating and taking certain things that are certain things that are recommended for diabetes that are natural. And sometimes you get quick results right away on some things, but recognize this. Gotta let go of the things that are killing people. I mean, this is war. The enemy wants to kill you. And so now I want to just, we're running out of time, but let's look a little bit about this because I want to cover this too, because the enemy's out to get you anywhere way he can. And I don't think I'm going to have time, but let me just cover this just a little bit more. I've only got a few minutes left, but 30 minutes left, you need to stay on guard. All right, let me just tell you the story here. But this is just to show you how the enemy works, to sneak into your life. He's sneaking in any way he can get in. Okay, demons are sneaking in. You know how they are. If there's an open door, they're going to find it, and they're going to come in through it, right? They're going to trouble your life. Remember what happened with the horse? The horse was a very deceptive horse. The Greeks had left, they thought. There was nothing left but this bloody battlefield, and there was a horse there. Troy had stood its ground, they thought. And the last of the retreating Greeks could be seen leaving, boarding their ships, and heading out to sea. But they left this funny thing behind here, this horse. So the high council held a meeting to decide what to do about this horse. And they decided, well, the defeated Greeks had left behind this huge wooden horse as a gift to symbolize their full surrender to a superior foe. You know, pride always goes before fall, right? I mean, it can go before fall. It doesn't read it quite that way, but, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, a haughty spirit, an arrogant spirit. So the city opened its gates and wheeled the horse inside. It was well made, and the people admired it, and the people of Troy danced and feasted late into the night, drinking and until they all slept in exhaustion and drunkenness. And in the silence of the wee hours of the morning, the wooden horse came to life, a secret door swung open, and a head peeked out, and the coast was clear, and one by one the Greek soldiers came out of the Trojan horse, right, to their pre-appointed places, and they opened up the gate. So that because the ships had come back while the city was partying and reveling in their false security, and the Greek fleet had returned, and the soldiers now surrounded the city in full force. And when the time was right, the gates were thrown open, and a great slaughter came to pass. And Troy was defeated because of the sneaky little devil, right? They snuck in with that Trojan horse. See, a seemingly innocent and harmless thing, you know, that brought the defeat and destruction of Troy. How many know that a lot of things that we've eaten, a lot of things that we put into our minds, into our lives over the years, we thought they were harmless? We thought, oh, well, look, I didn't get sick from that. Nothing happened to me. You know, I'm okay. Right? I ate that and I didn't die. I ate that. I didn't get sick. It's accumulated, by the way, in its effects. But anyway, let's read a scripture right here. 1 Corinthians 10, 20 and 21. It says, but I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God, and I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Hey, the fact of the matter is, we have partaken at the table of devils, and we have not always known that, okay? We have not always known that. So we've been partaking at the table of the devil, but how many know that ignorance is not a protection, folks? Ignorance is not a protection. A lot of people say, well, I didn't know better. Surely I'm not going, you know, I didn't know better. Well, I submit to you that there are Trojan horses in the lives of believers today, and I'm telling you that they are partaking of the Lord's table and the devil's table and drinking of the cup of the Lord and the cup of the devil. That's right. The world system, which is inundated with devils. And we need to recognize that there are demons all throughout the world system. And why would the food system be any different? Why would the media be any different? Why would it? Well, you see it. It's everywhere. It's all inundated with devils because Satan is the god of this world. And he sneaks into Christians' lives any way he can get in there. Okay? And, you know, it may look innocent enough. That food looks so good. It tastes so good. Just ministered to my taste bud. In fact, we may think that we can handle it. But it's the enemy, and eventually it bites you. Same as Troy, never recovered from its bite, did it? And so, what are some of these Trojan horses where the enemy's working against our mind? Look at strife and envy and jealousy. I mean, man, how many Christians did he get in that area? Strife, envy, and jealousy. How many believers have those demons? And they don't really want to get rid of them. They're entertaining them. They're eating at the table of the devil. You know, they're entertaining with strife, envy. They're entertaining strife, envy, and jealousy in their lives. And they get jealous over this or envious of this brother or sister. And they have this and I don't. And they're getting blessed this way and I'm not. You know, and then or they're fighting and they don't like and they don't talk to certain ones. Romans 13:11, it says that knowing the time that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now it is our salvation nearer than when we believe. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. See, this is what needs to be taking place in our lives. Let us not have no armor, walk around without the armor of light on and put off those works of darkness. How many know there's a lot of works of darkness that Christians are partaking of, see, and they think it's okay. they think it's okay. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. How many know the flesh is full of lust and full of demons? Because Paul said, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. See, there's a lot of demons in people's flesh, and there's a lot of activity there. Be aware. Take a heads up, man. Envy and strife and jealousy can move in under the cover of darkness in your life. And before you know it, a stronghold that developed and a prison is released. I mean, a poison is released in your life. And we don't want that poison in there. We don't want that poison to be infecting us. How many know that you have jealousy? It can even be something damaging to your physical body. Envy and strife can be damaging to your physical body, too, if you let it go. Okay? Oh, I can handle it. No, you can't. You need to leave it outside the gate. Don't bring it into your city. Don't bring it into the temple of God. No. What if John the Baptist had been envious of Jesus and said, no, I need to increase, not you, Jesus. But no, he said, no, you must, you know, he must increase, I must decrease, right? That's what John the Baptist said. He didn't say, I must increase and you must decrease, Jesus. I'm more important than you. You know, no, he didn't have that attitude, see? He didn't get envious of Jesus, right? He didn't have jealousy of Jesus. He didn't get in strife with Jesus. Another thing very important, folks, is fear and worry. I'm telling you, that's another table that a lot of Christians eat at all the time. And they give place to these two, fear, worry, and we could add anxiety to it because that's another form of worry and a form of fear. But these bring captivity to you. Why? Because the Bible says fear hath torment. You let the horse of fear and worry and anxiety into your city, your temple, and you're going to suffer torment because they're bringing torment with it. They have torment. Fear have torment, right? Because the demons that come with the spirit of fear, God didn't give us a spirit of fear. Well, who did? Well, we know who did. If God did do it, we know who did it, right? The God of this world, Satan. He brought that spirit of fear in there, right? And so it's going to torment you, okay? So, what else? Unforgiveness and bitterness. Oh, my, yeah. These two are very subtle, very subtle, and they will sneak in there before you know it, and you'll have an unforgiveness, a form of unforgiveness will be slipping in there, bitterness, you get started having a feeling towards somebody, negative feeling. Might just a little pinch in there that way. Look at Hebrews 12:15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Do you hear what that says? A little root of bitterness will defile many people. That's because it's from the table of Satan. It's not from the table of the Lord. That's not partaking of the table of the Lord, that root of bitterness, that unforgiveness and bitterness. Where is the root? I may know where the root is. The root is hidden from view. And by the time you discover the horse of bitterness, there's already a root growing underneath. Especially if you didn't keep on forgiving all. I may know that's an ongoing process through the rest of your life. If you're married, you got to forgive all the time. Right? If you're in a relationship with anybody, you're going to have to learn to forgive all the time. That's just part of life as a believer. How many times should I forgive my brother? 70 times 7. My sister, 70 times 7. One day. Right? I'm speaking of unlimited forgiveness. I mean, you just keep on forgiving. You don't hold that stuff. You don't feast at the table of the devil, that bitter, bitter table of bitterness. There's always more to that horse than meets the eye. And once it's let inside of your life, the walled city of your mind, it releases its agents of destruction. The demons are released in the mind, in the soul, the mind, will, and emotion. See? And they go to work to poison your life. Next one that we need to deal with, unresolved hurts. How many unresolved hurts do you have in your life today? Probably a lot of them, because we've all been hurt. But see, we could sit at the table of the devil of hurt, and we can become infected with our hurts. And we can be a poor victim because of our hurts. And it will affect the way we act the rest of our life if we don't get rid of that hurt. Okay? Unresolved hurt, rejection, abuse, abandonment. These are all at the devil's table to get you in bondage and keep you in bondage. They're sneaky little Trojan horses that try to move into your soul, your mind, will, and emotion. And once you give in to these, you become a victim. You can even develop a victim mentality. You can have a hardened heart. Oh, yeah. Victims become helpless prisoners. And really, who are we prisoners to? Well, we allowed it. We became a prisoner to a demon. We allowed it to take place. See? Just like these habits that we pick up that are not good habits. Some people are addicted to candy bars. Some people are addicted to caffeine. Eating way too much caffeine. Excuse me a minute. Okay, that one person just recently told me that it almost killed them, the caffeine habit. It's so rough on them. So, yeah, you gotta be, you know, realize that the enemy wants to hold you prisoner to something all your life. It could be an old habit pattern. Could be tobacco. Could be alcohol. Could be weed. Could be a lot of things. Could be a certain way of reacting to people. Could be an offensive spirit that you just offend people. You know, something you picked up somewhere, somehow, some way, that the enemy is trying to hold you prisoner with. You were rejected in a relationship, and you picked up spirits of rejection. It causes other people to reject you. That could go on all your life. You don't get rid of those spirits. See? That horse snuck in there. Looked okay, but it wasn't okay. See? How about this one? There's another horse that in many Christians that they can't get past. It's the past. Past, right? Too many Christians are enslaved and bound up today by yesterday. What happened to them yesterday? Got to hold any bondage in your life, the past? Paul said forgetting those things that lie behind and reaching ahead for the mark of the prize of high calling God, Philippians 3:13, forgetting that, you know, remove the horse, in other words, by forgetting those things that lie behind, see? I mean, it's like a lot of people, you know, they're bound up by, you know, today by yesterday. They're enslaved and bound up today by yesterday. I mean, it's like they can't get past what happened in the past. But you got to. Paul said, again, you got to remember, Philippians 3:13, read it over and over if you have to, but man, forgetting those things that lie behind and pressing on for the mark of the prize that I call on God in Christ Jesus, there's stuff that you've got to be left back there, man. You've got to be left behind. Yeah, he said, this one thing I do, forgetting those things. Okay? Don't let that Trojan horse into your life. Don't let that demonic horse come in there. Yeah. The horse is in and the agents of destruction have been released. Damage is being done, right? Because of the past, the pain of the past, the hurt of the past, the misery from the past, the trouble from what happened in the past. And, yeah, some deliverance is needed, yeah, right? If the past is binding you up and still you're eating at that table, then you got to get some deliverance from that. Time to move on, okay? But you don't know all I've been through, Pastor Kyle. You just don't know all that I've suffered and what I've lost and what's been done to me and why, 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 why. And yeah, we can come up with all that, and we can whine ourselves blue in the face. But did that solve anything? We've all been through stuff. We've all had stuff in our past that we wish had not happened to us, or been, that we've been a part of, or whatever it may have been, that we hadn't done. Or... you going to stay there with that horse all your life? You going to eat at that table the rest of your life? Or are you going to move on? You going to get healthy and get healed in that area, move on. God has healing for you. He has delivered for you. He has releasing from that stuff. But you have to take it. You have to want it. You have to go for it. You have to say, no more, devil. I'm not going to let you run my life with the past anymore. Quit dwelling on it. You let the horse in, and the key is in never bringing the horse into your temple. It's a trap. Here's another area. The love of the world. Oh, man, that sneaks into so many believers' lives nowadays. The Bible said, love not the world, neither to love the things that are in the world. For if the love of the world, if you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. I'm paraphrasing that. That's in 1 John. We could go read it at that. Finally got that hair out of my mouth. It's irritating. All right, here we go. 1 John. And we can read this because really, are we remembering this? Or is there some part of the world that you're in love with right now and you don't want to let go of it? 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. So, too often, we bring the world into our temples in amazing ignorance. I mean, it often sits in our living room. We watch it for hours on end and agree with its lies. Maybe not all of it bad, but more of it is than not. And so we put things in front of our eyes that would grieve the Holy Spirit. And you laugh about stuff like that that would grieve the Holy Spirit, really? I mean, love not the world. There are a lot of things in the world that will snare your soul. And you need to watch out because it's a sneaky little horse, a little devil that'll sneak into your life and try to get a hold on you. And when you're unaware, or when you're not, your discernment is not at the best level. Okay? Sneaky, sneaky little devils. And we need to be on guard, saints. We need to be on guard for all our days on planet Earth, right? All our days. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's looking for any doorway that he could get into our life and bring about his destructive ways. And you know, we're just going to have to widen our level of discernment in this year because there's so many ways the enemy is sneaking in. Not to mention the obvious, the woke stuff and all this other baloney out there that is trying to be forced down people's throats, there's a lot of sneaky stuff going on too, so we got to be on guard. We got to put a watchman over our eyes, our ears, our mouth. And we're going into this brand new year. You know, watch what you put in your mouth, right, as well. Because sometimes you put stuff in your mouth, it's not for your best interest. Okay, and I understand, you know, you get invited to somebody's house and you might have to you know, eat a little bit of something to not offend him. But, man, sometimes I just have to say no because there's just stuff I cannot put and will not put in my body. And so I don't want to offend anybody. You know, when I was in Haiti, I had to eat something not to offend the people there. They killed their only little goat for us, and we were way back in the jungle, and they wanted to do us honor. And because we were there, I was there preaching, and I brought people from my church with me, and we went in there and were ministering. But we ate some of the goat, right? We didn't want to, but we did. And it was a dirty little, scrawny, skinny little goat because we saw it before they killed it. It didn't look like a healthy goat at all. But anyway, I realize that sometimes you just got to that's a little different story. But I applied the blood of Jesus and ate the goat in Jesus' name. And then, it didn't have preservatives, I don't think, but... Anyway, yeah. Hallelujah. We have to put a guard up, and we need to be on guard what we put into this body, what we put into our ear gate, our eye gate, our mouth gate, you know, all the gates there, and be on guard what comes out, too, because, you know, some of the stuff that, you know, we have let in over the years, people are letting out, and it's not very nice. And they need to get delivered from that thing instead of letting it just come out of their mouth in negative manners. Yeah, you need to examine yourself daily to see whether you're walking in the faith or whether you're letting some other spirits come in and manifest in your life, see? Yeah, we all need to be on guard this year, and we all need to declare war on the deceptions of the enemy, not let it take us out before our time. The Bible says, with a long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. Do you believe that? Okay. Well, if you believe it, then you need to begin to act like that's going to be your case, okay? And begin to call things that are not as though they are and begin to, you know, take care of the temple of the Holy Ghost, right? You know, all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient, right? That's what the Bible said, not what Paul said. Yeah, I could go out and I could, you know, just eat all kind of junk and put this stuff in my body and stuff. And, hey, if you got faith to do it and you have faith to believe that you're not going to have any kind of ill effect from it, go do it. If you have that kind of faith, then bless you. Be strong in it, you know, and go out there and do it. If you can't eat it in full faith, the Bible says whatsoever not of faith is sin, then I wouldn't be eating that junk, right? I don't eat pork for health reasons because it can't kill the parasites in pork. They can cook it and cook it and cook it, and it still lives. And so I don't want to pick up those pork pig parasites, so I don't eat pork, you know? And it's not the healthiest meat to eat, so I just don't eat it. But sometimes demons are involved in that one too, but we won't get into that. I'm running out of time here tonight. We're going to do some deliverance tonight. But yeah, quercetin is good for your liver. It protects your liver from the effects of a bad diet. I mean, and from excess alcohol, quercetin is good for that. I mean, there's so many different things. Like bitter melon stops the diabetes and cancer simultaneously, according to some doctors, that's what they say about that. You could buy it in herbal form, bitter melon, you know, which is actually a fruit, yeah, that you could buy it as a fruit too. And I mean, there are just so many things that are natural that do things that people just have no idea about. And of course, parasites make people feel sick all the time. If you have a parasite infection that's then you might be feeling sick all the time and not realize that it's the parasite that's causing that feeling sick. So there's just so many different things I could share with you, but I don't have time to share with you. I'm going to share I shared what I could tonight. And so we're going to stop here. So Father, we thank you for the word tonight and just sharing some natural things too as well about the human body and living a long and healthy life. And Well, there's so much to know about these things, and I've studied it for decades, Lord, and I just thank you, Lord, Lord, for the wisdom that you've given, and I thank you, Lord, that we need to be wise as serpent, gentle as dove, as the scripture says, Father, and Lord, I thank you for guiding us and directing us in this new year, Father, and delivering us and making us more of what you want us to be, Father. In every way in our lives, Father, every way, Lord. And Lord, that we will walk as the temple of God, Father, and be holy even as you're holy, Lord. You can cause us to walk in that kind of holiness, Father. And we thank you for that as well, Father. I ask you to bless every listener now in Jesus' name, Father. And if there's areas of their lives they've had problems with and difficult to change, Father, if they want to change, Lord, give them the grace to change, Father. Give them the grace to stop some of the habits that have not been the best for them. And Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for keeping us, Lord, healthy and giving us the wisdom to walk in health and do what we know to do, Father, by the power of your Spirit and through revelation, knowledge, and understanding, Lord. And then we trust you, Lord, to keep these bodies healthy, Lord, and take care of them so that we can finish our course, we can run our race and finish the course, Lord. And say we fought a good fight, we kept the faith, and like Paul did, and we're ready to enter into the joy of our Lord when that day comes. Lord, we put out in Jesus' name, we give the glory. Everybody say amen. Amen, amen. All right, we're going to come back in just a few minutes and do some deliverance, our first mass deliverance of 2024. We'll come back and do that in just a few minutes.
You gotta fight with all your might. Yes, it's war. You gotta learn to fight with all your might, 'cause it's war. You gotta fight.
our lives. It's a war for our spiritual lives, the most important, right? The enemy doesn't want you to be a spiritual person. He doesn't want you to read your Bible. He doesn't want you to get delivered from demons. He doesn't even want you to know that you have demons, right? Because if you know you have demons, oh, you might do something about it, or you might get delivered. Oh, my, we can't have that going on, can we? Yeah. The devil is a sneaky little serpent, and we expose him. We get rid of him. We don't want him. Amen. Let's do some deliverance. Are you ready? Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We come against that undisciplined spirit right now. We rebuke that undisciplined spirit that doesn't let you have any discipline in your body, doesn't let you have any kind of restraint, that unrestrained spirit, lack of restraint, undisciplined. Inability to say no. Come on, you spirit, you manifest and come out. I bind you. Come out of there right now. Inability to say no to your body, no to your lust. Come out in Jesus' name. That spirit that makes you weak, flesh, weak in the flesh, easily controlled by spirits, you come out of there. I bind you. 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 Go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Undisciplined spirit, go, 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 go. Come out of there, up and out, all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, undisciplined spirit, you got to go right now. I break your hold, break your control over people right now. In the name of Jesus, you got to loose them and loose them and let them go. All the way out, all the way out. All the way out of there, all the way out. Bonded to the past. Your spirit of bondage to the past. You come out all the way out. Bonded to the past. Yeah, we talked about you, kind of old people. You come out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Come out. Bonded to the past. Come out. Controlled by the past. Controlled by past events. Come out. 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 In Jesus' name. Controlled by past events. Come out. Come out. Come. Controlled by past. Come out. Come out. All the way out. I bind you in Jesus' name. You come out of there all the way out. Controlled by the past. Controlled by past events. Come out. All the way out. Things that happened. Come out. Things that you did. Come out. 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 Come out of there, all the way out, all the way up out of there. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. All the way up out of there, all the way up out of there. In the name of Jesus, I bind you, I break your hold over people. You have to go up and out. They don't want you. They don't want you. All the way out, bonded to the past. Come out, all the way out, all the way out. Unresolved hurt, that deep-rooted unresolved hurt. You come up on the surface and come out of there right now. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Spirit of being abandoned, abandonment, you got to go. Spirit of abandonment, I bind you, I break your hold over people. Come out. Spirit of abandonment. Come on, all that abandonment. Maybe you were abandoned by a parent. Maybe they weren't there when you needed them and you felt abandoned by them. Not that they ever left or anything, but they just weren't there when you needed them and you felt abandonment. Come out, all that spirit of abandonment. Come out, spirit of abandonment, spirit of abuse by a parent. Come out, or a sister, a brother. Come on, all that spirit of abuse. Come out. Come out, 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 all the way out, all the way out of there. Go. Any unforgiveness toward a relative, any unforgiveness toward a spouse or former spouse, you come out of there. Unforgiveness, bitterness, come out, 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 come out. Come on. All unforgiveness toward anybody, come out. Heard a former boss or somebody you worked with or somebody you met, come out, somebody you didn't like. Come on, all that unforgiveness, bitterness, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. There's no excuse to keep unforgiveness and bitterness, no excuse for it. You got to let go. He said, if you don't forgive, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive you. In fact, if you don't forgive, then you turned over to the tormentor, which we know is the demon. So that's pretty cut and dry, don't you think? I mean, I think so. Come out of there, all the way out, all that unforgiveness, all that bitterness. Go, 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 all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, keep coming out of there. Keep coming out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Sweet tooth, you come out. Sweet tooth, come out. Sweet tooth, addicted to sugar and sweet thing, come out. White sugar, sweet tooth spirit, come out. Come on, all that addiction to that poison sugar, come out of there. All the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, 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 come out. Come on, all that sweet tooth spirit, come out. Up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out, up and out of there. Go, sweet tooth, addiction to sugar, addiction to sweets, addiction to caffeine. Come out, 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 come out. All that addiction to junk food, come out, come out. Addiction to junk food, come out. Inability to say no to junk food, come out, come out. Addiction to junk food, addiction to tearing up your body, come out. Addiction to abusing your body. A lot of people abuse their body, you know, and why'd I do that? You know, why'd I do that to myself? Why'd I treat myself that way, you know? And they ask themselves dumb questions because they do dumb things to their body because demons are there that do that to their body and do that to themselves. And then why did I make that decision? Why did I do what I did? Why did I say what I said, you know? How could I do such a dumb thing, you know? See, that's a demon working, and then they beat you up with it after you do it, see? So we bind that spirit. You got to come out of there right now. Go in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. All the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. I rebuke you. Go in the name of Jesus. Keep going. Up and out. Up and out. Up and out of there, all the way up out of there. Loose them, and let them go. All the way. Your demons were talking to you. You have to obey. If they want them gone, they have to go. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Keep going. Can't say no. Inability to say no to different food. Come out and drink. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. No personal discipline. No ability to just stop doing something and quit doing something and quit a habit or whatever. No strength to say no. Part of you just is in such agreement with it because you're in agreement with the demon of whatever that habit may be, see? So we just pray for grace to get out of agreement with the demons in Jesus' name and for you to grow to hate that habit. If it's doing detrimental things to your body and you don't really want to do detrimental things to your body, and, Lord, we pray for grace, grace, great grace to help you to get out of agreement with the demon so you can get delivered, so you can be free because, you know, you are abusing the temple of God and you are the temple of God. And so why not take good care of the temple so it can stay here and continue to do whatever God wants your temple to do while you're here on this world system of darkness here. God put us here as lights, and all of us have a purpose. There's none of us without a purpose, so we all have a purpose. You may not see your purpose. You may think you're nothing and have no count, no value, but see, that's what a devil would want you to think. So we might as well tell that demon to go too. The devil that tells you you have no value, no reason for being here, no purpose in being born, just a lying devil. You come out of there right now in the name of Jesus. I bind you. Come out. Come out. You lying devil. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Told you you have no purpose. There's no reason for you to be here. Come out of there, all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus. You're a liar. Come out. Come out, come out, come out. No purpose. Oh, I'm just here. I can't figure out why I was even born. I have no purpose in life, no reason to be here. You're a lying devil. Devil's lying to you, and you're listening. That Trojan horse has slipped in there. Come out of there. Go, 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 all the way out. Come out, come out, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Oh, I didn't have no purpose. Why was I even born? Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. That's all a lie of the devil. Come on. In Jesus' name, you got to go, you liar. Come out, come out, you lying spirits. Come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name, all the way out, all the way out. The blood of Jesus against you, demons. Go, 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 go. I'm a failure. Yes, that's a lie right there, too. You just tell yourself you're a failure. Stop saying that. God doesn't say that about you. Come on, you may have failed, but you're not a failure. We've all failed. We've all made mistakes, but that doesn't make you a failure. So that's a lying devil talking to your mind in there, trying to take out your mind, take you to eat at the table of devils. Yeah, we don't want to eat at the table of devils. We're not interested in what you have to offer, devil. We're going to sit at the Lord's table all the days of our life. Come out of there. Come out. 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 All the way out. I have no value. I'm not important. No, you come out of there, you liar. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. I'm a failure. Come out of it. That I'm a failure spirit. Come out. Come out. Come out. I can't do anything right. That come out of it. That can't do anything right spirit. Can't quit doing this. Can't stop this. Can't do it right when I try to do. Come out. All the way out. Can't do anything right spirit. You go in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Come out, 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 all the way out. The blood of Jesus against you. Come out of there. That can't do anything right, spirit. You come out of there. Come out of there. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Can't do anything right. Come out, up and out. Go, 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 all the way. All the way out, the blood of Jesus. Remember, I could do all things through Christ Jesus. Amen. Got to be saying that over yourself instead of those negative words. I can't quit eating this. Come out. Now come out of there. Who told you that? Where'd you get that information from? You didn't get it from the good book. You got it from the devil's book, right? Oh, I can't quit eating that. Well, who said you can't quit eating that? Who said you can't quit eating that junk food? Who said you can't quit eating that poison? You know, come out of there right now. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Go, come out of there. Oh, I can't quit eating. I can't quit, you know, this. I can't stop doing this. Come out. Come out. All that spirit. Come out. 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 I can't stop being lazy. All that lazy spirit, you come out. Laziness, come out, come out, come out, come out. I can't stop being lazy. All that laziness, I rebuke the spirit of laziness. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus right now. The blood of Jesus against that laziness. We rebuke that lazy spirit. Come out. Come out. Come out. We break the curse of laziness. Maybe it's a generational spirit. If it's a handed down generational spirit, we command that generational spirit of laziness to go. In the name of Jesus, loose them, loose them, loose them, and let them go all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there, all the way up out of there. In the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. All that spirit of rebellion. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to quit that. All that spirit of rebellion, you come out of there right now. All that spirit of rebellion. I don't want to change. That's just the way I am. Well, that's a demon talking, isn't it? That's just the way I am. Well, I think that's a demon telling you that's just the way it is. That demon is just that way, huh? You come out of there right now. You hear people say that all the time. Well, that's just the way I am. You know, I'm not, that's me. You know, come out of there. Well, who is that talking? You've got to determine who's talking through a person. Because you have to be discerning of what's really talking. Because many times you're talking to a demon and they're just manifesting their personality through the individual. So come out of there. Come out of there. All the way out. That spirit of that's just the way I am. I can't change. That's the way I am. Come out. 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 Come out of there. All the way out. All that can't change. That's just the way I am, spirit. Come out. If you've ever said that, we break that curse right now in Jesus' name. Probably we all said that at times. Yeah, because the demons are talking. Come out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Can't change, just the way I am. Come out. No, I'm not going to change. That's just the way I am. Come out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, all that rebellion, come out. All the way out, all that rebellion. Come out, come out, come out, rebellion. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. That's just the way I'm going to do it. I don't care what anybody says. I'm not going to listen to anybody's counsel. That's just the way I'm going to do it. Rebellion, come out. Come out, rebellion, all the way out. Go, 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 all the way out, all the way out. all the way out. Workaholic, you come out. Workaholic, always got to be doing something. Always working, come out. That workaholic, go, 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 all the way out. Workaholic, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Workaholic spirit, come out. Up and out in the name of Jesus. Loose them, and let them go. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way. Hyperactivity, go. That hyperactive spirit, come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way up out of there, go. In the name of Jesus, come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, up and out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way out, all the way out. The gluttonous spirit, you come out. Gluttony, gluttonous spirit, come out. Come out, come out, come out. Overeating, come out, come out, come out, come out. Compulsive eating, come out. Eating because you're rejected and you feel rejected and you eat when you're feeling rejected. Come out, come out, all the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Eating when you're depressed, come out, come out, come out. Eating when you're sad, come out, come out, come out, come out of there. Compulsiveness, come on, that's compulsive eating. Come out, all the way out. I bind you. I break the curse. Come out, come out, come out. Gluttony, come out, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All that self-reward. Oh, I got to have a reward. I went through this terrible stuff. I got to have a reward for this. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, that self-reward. Come out, self-reward. Self-doubt, dude, you come out of there. Self-doubt. Somebody said self-doubt, come out. Self-doubt, all the way out. That self-doubting self, doubting whether you could do it, doubting whether you could accomplish it. Come out, all that self-doubt. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. I could do all things in Christ who strengthened me. Come out, come out of there, all the way out. Go, 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 go. All that self-doubt. We're talking to you, devil. Go all the way out, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all that self-doubt, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. All that self-doubt, all that frustration, come out. All the way out. That frustrated spirit, come out. The frustration, feeling frustrated a lot lately, well, you come out of there. Go. All that frustration, you come out of there. All the way out. All the way up and out. Go. All the way. Everybody take a few coughs. Get those things moving. All the way up out of there. Go, 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 go. All that frustration, go. All that self-pity, come out. All that self-hatred, come out. Self-condemnation, come out. Self-accusation, come out. Come out, 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 come out. It's your fault. All that spirit that tells you it's your fault all the time. It's your fault. If you had just done this, this wouldn't have happened. It's your fault. Come out. Come out. It's your fault, spirit. Come out. All the way out. Up and out, up and out, up and up and up and out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Keep moving up out of there. Go. Go, go, go. It's your fault. It's all your fault. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out. Come out. Yeah, a lot of children picked that one up because, you know, their parents got a divorce. They thought it was all their fault. You know, that's not true, but still that's what they thought. And that's what the devil wanted them to think. So bring a snare into their life and control them by that. The devil plants a lot of things when we're children to try to control our lives, you know, try to get us on going a certain course. And a lot of us have fulfilled those courses that the enemy set us up for. And now we're all getting delivered from to certain courses that we went off on because the devil did something when we were a child. He diverted us one way or another. Okay, some people went the lust route and they had multiple sexual partners, and other people, they went the thieving, lying part, and they lied, and they become chronic liars and had to get delivered from the lying spirit in their tongue. You know, so many different things that the devil does, and to children, because he wants to get you when you're young. He wants to start you on this track, and he even try to get you in the womb, of course. You know that, right? Rejection from the womb, rejection in the womb, and the other spirits that people pick up in the womb, right? Hey, anyway, we're about out of time. We're going to pray here, but I just want to let you know that the newsletter should be ready this next week, and I shared some things the Lord gave me for the new year. I try to usually do that every first of the year in the first newsletter of the year. So we have that, should be ready. And Linda has a good article, too, in there. So hopefully if you're not getting it, you let me know by sending us an email, theoasis1@localnet.com, and we'll email you a copy of the newsletter next week when they go out. Yeah, theoasis1@localnet.com. If you need to email me for anything or just want to share anything. Also, theoasiscommunitychurch.com, the website. If you want to donate, you can donate there. Or you can mail it to P.O. Box 125, Casper, Wyoming, 82602. So that's or the old address, still active, too, in Billings. At P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana, 59105. All right, so let's pray. Father, we thank you for this deliverance this tonight. Father, we ask you to seal this deliverance to people who have received some tonight. Father, we ask you to give them spiritual strength and self-discipline if they want to change any areas of their diet or their eating or their habits. Father, we ask you to give them spiritual strength, Father, that you would just anoint them, Lord, to do whatever you have them do in this new year to live a better life, Father. A healthier life and a more spiritual life, most importantly. Our life with you is the most important life we have, Father. So, we thank you for that in Jesus' name, for sealing this delivered tonight, and we give you the glory for it, and thank you for everything that you're going to do in our lives this year. We're looking forward to the hand of God working in us daily. Thank you, Lord. Everybody say amen. Amen in Jesus' name. All right. Love y'all. Appreciate you being here tonight. It's the Oasis 1, the number 1. For the person who asked there, the Oasis, the number 1, not the word. All right. Well, thanks for being here tonight, y'all. Bless y'all. And the Lord be with you and give you a very fruitful new year in him. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I guess we're going to have a song here, huh? As we close out. Let's see. What should we... Oh, thank you, Jesus. We so many things. Well, we're just going to... how about... Take hold of my life. That's a pretty good song.
So many excuses that I try to make, don't want to make anymore. So many easy roads I thought I could take, only left me more lost than before. Lord, it's come to the point where I want nothing less than the best that you have for me. So take hold of my life, make it your own. Help me become everything that you want me to. Take over my heart, make it your own. Cause I love so much to please you, Lord. Take hold of my life. So many commitments that I couldn't keep, so many tears cried in vain, run deep. Lord, I don't want to go there again. That's why this time it has to be you, and I'm trusting your strength to come through. So take hold of my to break free from the chains that bind. Want to leave the heavy weights behind. Want to give it my all to run this race. And I don't have a day to wait. Take hold of my life. Make it your home. Help me become everything that you want me to. Take over my heart, make it your throne. 'Cause I love so much to leave you, Lord. Take over my life. Take over my life.
Then that should be our prayer. Take hold of our lives. Have your way in our lives. Amen. That's what the song was. Take hold of my life. Amen. And I tell you, we need him more than ever. And we can have him more than ever. It's just up to us, right? It's just how hungry are you today? How hungry will you be in 2024? What Jesus do you want this year? You can have as much as you want. You know, Linda and I are just reading extra Bible. We're reading a lot of extra Bible just because we want to fill ourselves even more with the Word. Not that we didn't read the Bible before. We read it all the time, but we're just trying to read even more this year. Just jumping in there and reading as much and filling ourselves up with the Word because the Word is so powerful. And so I encourage you to read extra Bible, too, or maybe read Bible at all, right? Hopefully you're reading the Bible. But, yeah, read the Bible. It's God's word to us. It's his love word to the people that he loves and cares about. And so why would we not want to hear him? Why would we not want to listen to his voice? And so we're just digging in deeper. Digging in deeper. And really, I've been digging in deeper all my Christian walk, mostly, I mean, for the most part. And I just don't get weary of it because I love the Lord. I think if you love the Lord, do you really ever get tired of the Lord? I don't think you will, because he's God unlimited. He has no limitations. He has, you know, people you can get to know them in this world and get tired of their ways, But God, you never get tired of him because he's unlimited. I mean, there's no limit to his vastness and his greatness, his love for us. Awesome God we serve, folks. An awesome God. Someone that loves you that much. I mean, why would you not want to love him back? Somebody who's accepted you like you are in your messy condition that we all were in when he found us and saved us, why would we not want to keep loving him forever? Because that's what I'm doing. I'm going to love him forever. And I hope you're joining me with that, and we'll all gather around the throne and rejoice someday and definitely meet each other in person then if we don't meet each other before. Well, the Lord bless you. All right, I'm going to go here. I've been talking long enough. I need a drink of water. So I'm going to go do that. God bless you. Love you all. And we'll be back next Friday night. Glad everything worked tonight, except for that one little thing there that I don't know what happened. It just started buzzing real loud on my end. But we reconnected, and it worked fine. Thank the Lord. Amen. All right. Well, good night. God bless you. Have a blessed weekend. Stay warm if you're going to be in that cold front coming through central U.S. So you stay warm and keep yourself keep your electricity in Jesus' name. You won't lose that in Jesus' name.